Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 89, Allie.
What time do I have to pick you up? Jace asked me from the driver's side of his Maserati, glancing down at his phone when a text message from Kai appeared. I pushed the door open and frowned at his phone. It wasn't that I didn't trust Poison. It was that I knew they were bad news. I wanted this to all be over with, and they were the only people we could trust. Everyone else in this town was shit. 7, I think.
Do you want me to walk you in?
I leaned over from the passenger seat and kissed him on the lips. I'm capable of walking 20 feet by myself, but thank you.
Don't want anything to happen to that baby of yours. Jace winked.
After playfully rolling my eyes, I watched another text come through and gave Jace a pointed look. Don't do anything stupid while I'm at this internship, please, I pleaded with him. I know you want to protect us, but I don't want to learn that you confronted your dad and he killed you while I was trying to figure this all out.
I'm not going to confront him yet, Jace said.
You'd better not, Jace, because I love you, I said, kissing him one last time. I shut the door and waved at him through the window. 7 o'clock. Don't be late. Once he drove off, I walked into the building and gave the man at the front desk with thick blue-framed glasses my name. I'm here to see Mr. Ibarra. He works in the biochem department? A young man peeked his head out of an office down the hall and smiled at me.
You're looking for Jahari Ibarra?
He asked, gathering some papers and walking toward me.
You must be Allie Hall. Jahari has spoken much about you.
Shifting awkwardly from foot to foot, I nodded and glanced around in hopes that Mr. Ibarra would come save me because I hated small talk and got so nervous while chatting with someone I didn't know. It was why I'd really only had Imani as a friend for the past 7 years.
I'm Colton, he said, sticking his hand out for me to shake. I've been interning under Jahari Ibarra for the past 3 years.
Taking it hesitantly, I shook his hand and smiled at him, wondering if I had met him before. He looked oddly familiar, yet I couldn't quite wrap my head around where I had seen him.
Do you go to college around here?
About 45 minutes away, but I live right in the heart of Redwood.
Cool. I go to Redwood Academy now, finishing up my senior year.
My brother goes to Redwood,
Colton said to me, walking into a large room with people finishing up work. He slouched down at his desk and smiled at me. Those brown eyes seemingly familiar, yet I didn't know who they belonged to.
Maybe you know him.
What's his name? I asked.
Carter. He's the quarterback of the football team.
My eyes widened and I held back a gag.
Carter is your brother? You guys don't seem alike in the slightest. He's so dickish? Different from you.
You mean that he's kind of an asshole?
Colton asked me, playfully shoving my arm and cracking a smile so sinister that I definitely saw the similarities between them.
So am I, once you get to know me.
Mr. Ibarra walked into the room, just his presence commanding attention.
Allie, you made it!
He walked over to us and placed a hand on Colton's shoulder.
I see that you've met Colton already. You two are going to be working closely together for the next few months. I was hoping you'd get along.
Colton leaned back in his seat, a smirk plastered across his face.
Oh, I think we're going to get along quite nicely.
I gave Mr. Ibarra a tense smile, my stomach tensing. Yeah, I lied. Me too.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.